Hello, this is Jim Fry. I wanted to give you another quick update, kind of something a little bit non-finance, however. I believe it certainly relates to business, to finances, and life, which is all interrelated, especially for the entrepreneur. So the rocking chair test. You know, I like to give credit where credit is due, but I'm not exactly sure where I got this back in my college days. I remember reading it, and it, you know, read lots of things and have different kinds of CDs and different things I try to pick up, try to improve myself constantly, but you know, a lot of the stuff, you know, just kind of goes through one ear and out the other, and maybe it, you know, I pick up a little thing each time I read, and you know, it does help, but often those things don't stand out as much after time. But the rocking chair test or rocking chair question is one that stands out quite a bit through the years, and I almost ask it of myself weekly, definitely, maybe even daily sometimes, but I'm not exactly sure why it stands out, but it has helped me, and it's just something I wanted to pass along. It's not some great wisdom that's going to change your life, but then again, it might. But the rocking chair test, simply put, it kind of implies that, you know, the stereotypical, when you're old and gray and you're on your rocking chair many, many years from now, maybe it's on your porch or in your living room, maybe you have your grandchild or your great-grandchild on your lap, and you're kind of telling your child, your grandchildren about your life, or maybe you're just looking back on your life and the things you've done, and you're kind of reflecting on the different decisions, the things you did and you didn't do, and hopefully there's little or no regret. And the rocking chair test is just simply that. So let's come back to today, present day, and you're considering doing this business, you're considering making this expansion, making this choice, or, you know, there's something that you're trying to decide, but your values are not agreeing. Maybe you're having some internal conflict, and you're not sure what decision to make. You know, you're trying to make a career choice, and it's going to affect your family and your future. And, you know, kind of take a deep breath. Kind of, you know, there's that 90-second rule. Some people say try to totally relax. Take a breath for 90 seconds. Just relax. Clear your head. And then after that, after you listen to your breathing, after you clear your head, ask yourself, you know, when you're old and gray on that rocking chair, and you look back, and it's you, it's the wise you, it's the you that has all the years of experience, all the successes and failures, all the love, all the support, all the gratitude. You look back on a life and you're very grateful, you're very thankful. How do you judge this decision you're making today? You know, is it something that you're maybe a little scared to a risk that you're scared to take, and you really want to do it, but you're scared of the failure, you're scared of the challenges? But is it something that on your rocking chair test that you'll regret not doing? You know, with this rocking chair test isn't so much for, you know, in college, the rocking chair test was more about things that you didn't do, maybe some of the immature things that a college guy might do that he might later regret in life, some of the parties or fun things, so to speak, in quotes, that maybe a young college guy might do, and maybe years later you might regret. That's kind of a rocking chair test for things that you don't want to do. So that when you mature and you're looking at career choices and businesses you want to start or expansions or whatever, there's the rocking chair test is more about taking action and more about how you do things, the choices you make, how you react. So, you know, maybe this job, maybe this opportunity, whatever it is a challenge to you. It takes you out of your comfort zone. But many years from now, are you going to regret not doing it? You know, maybe you do it and you fail, but you know, sometimes when you go through something like that, you learn so much, you have the opportunity, you take advantage of it, people around you see it, you teach your children a lesson that you're taking a chance, that you're trying to grow, and even if you do fail, you have that sense of accomplishment. Hey, at least I tried. I tried to make that happen. Maybe you can do it a different way. And often, other doors open. You know, I've tried some things that I thought for sure they were going to be a home run, and they didn't work, and maybe I just did it differently the second time, or something else came up. I had no idea that I would enjoy, that I would like, that it was even available to me. And it was like, wow. And some things you have to go through and struggle for the next thing to happen. So maybe that's what this is today. You know, and certainly, as I kind of mentioned, your choices lead by example. You know, maybe there's loved ones in your life, friends, family, certainly children. You know, how will that look years from now? You could say, hey, man, I took that chance. I did that thing. I did that action. And, you know, what does that teach my children? You know, if I'm scared to take chances, if I'm passing opportunities by, yet would you want your child to pass up on an opportunity? Would you want your child to be scared of something? You know, what kind of signal are you sending to other people? Maybe it's not about a decision either. Maybe the rocking chair question, maybe the rocking chair test is about how you react to a situation. Maybe, you know, we all have all kinds of stressful things, finances, relationships, business, career, families. When you're old and gray in the rocking chair and you look back on how you're dealing with this stressful situation, maybe someone didn't treat you nicely. Maybe, you know, someone hurt you. Maybe someone tried to, you know, be dishonest in business or something like that. Maybe there are bad things going on. Maybe, you know, there are weaknesses in the relationship. Maybe there are weaknesses in your job. You know, we can all complain. We all can all find what doesn't work. But years from now, on that rocking chair, and you look back and say, man, you know, I didn't really handle that situation well. You know, I overreacted. I got really emotional. I was negative. I focused on what didn't work. And you know what? If I just focused on what I wanted and what did work, it would have been easier. You know, I've had times when I've been interviewed for a job and I was waiting for them to, you know, talk amongst the managers, do the background check or whatever, and you know, I'm wondering, you know, what's going on, or and you start focusing on what doesn't work. You know, maybe they're looking at this thing, looking at that, and you know, you create things in your mind, and that happens in life. You know, you can focus on what doesn't work. You know, I'm in the finance industry. I try to find loans for my clients, and try to find things that work for financing for businesses. In this economy, there's plenty of things to focus on that don't work in lending, in financing. You know, the media, your next door neighbor, the guy down the street, they'll all tell you how hard it is to get financing. They'll all tell you how difficult it is to do something. It's a bad time to start a business. It's a bad time to do this and that. You know, that can be your truth. You can find plenty of references to make that happen. You can find evidence to support your argument. But guess what? If you believe that banks are loosening up, if you believe that there are alternative ways to finance your business, if you believe that if you just spend a little bit of time, effort, and asked around, that you can find creative ways to make your project happen, or your career, or to find the right person, if you believe that, and you can find enough references, you can find enough evidence to make that a truth. I believe that the loans are still getting done. I believe there's plenty of financing out there. I believe banks and other lenders are loosening up. I see it. You know, it's the evidence is out there. You know, if you buy a white Ford sedan and you drive on the highway and you start noticing white Ford sedans, it's not a magical thing. They didn't just appear. They were there, but you're just more focused on it. It's kind of a simplified thing, but, you know, on that rocking chair test many years ago, from now, how are you going to say, look back and say, man, you know, I handled that well. I tackled it, you know. Sure, I made some mistakes. You know, I would, you know, maybe I could do things better now, knowing what I know now, but at that time, at that present, you know, my mental state, my attitude, my emotional state, they were all good. You know, I made some good choices. My values were true. You know, I didn't lie, cheat, or steal. I represented my religion, my beliefs, my spiritual beliefs. You know, my family and friends can be proud how I acted. You know, I took that chance. I made a difference. I contributed. Whatever it is that's important to you. You know, this kind of sounds maybe a little esoteric to some of you, perhaps. And maybe you're not at that level right now. Maybe you're thinking about something else. But just consider once in a while. If you're having trouble making a decision, you're having trouble with some step in the future, some question, or a way to handle that question, do the rocking chair test. It doesn't mean that you're old and gray and you're just sitting there immobile. Maybe you're sitting there on the rocking chair with your grandchild. You think about this question and you see how well you handled it years before. And then you get up and you go outside and play lacrosse with your kids. And they're too tired to keep up with you. And then after that, you know, they go and watch some TV and you go out and play some golf with your friends. You know, you don't have to be old and gray and decrepit. What kind of life are you going to have on that rocking chair? You know, are you sitting there with your laptop writing the book on your chair, or you trading some stock options there on your rocking chair? It's a different question I don't often ask, but it's a neat thing. You know, how do you feel? You feel, man, I'm proud, I'm secure, I'm relieved, I'm relaxed. It's a neat thing. I wish you the best. I think, you know, daily, make the best choices so that years from now you can look back on yourself and how you did it. Don't be afraid to go into the future and ask your wise, older, experienced you, the older you, what the right choice is, too. Good luck. Take action.